Book One, Chapter One of Letters of Travel. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Tim Bulkley of BigBible.org. From Tideway to Tideway, 1892 to 1895. In Sight of Monadnock. From Letters of Travel by Rudyard Kipling. After the gloom of grey Atlantic weather, a ship came to America in a flood of winter sunshine that made unaccustomed eyelids blink. And the New Yorker, who is nothing if not modest, said, "This isn't a sample of our really fine days. Wait until such and such time comes, or go to such and such a quarter of the city." We were content, and more than content, to drift aimlessly up and down the brilliant streets, wondering a little why the finest light should be wasted on the worst pavements in the world. To walk round and round Madison Square, because that was full of beautifully dressed babies playing counting out games, or to gaze reverently at the broad-shouldered, pug-nosed Irish New York policeman. Wherever we went there was sun, lavish and unstinted, working 9 hours a day, with the colour and the clean-cut lines of perspective that he makes. That anyone should dare to call this climate muggy, yea, even subtropical, was a shock. There came such a man, and he said, "Go north if you want weather. Weather that is weather. Go to New England." So New York passed away upon a sunny afternoon with her roar and rattle, her complex smells, her triply overheated rooms, and much too energetic inhabitants, while the train went north to the lands where the snow lay. It came in one sweep, almost, it seemed, in one turn of the wheels, covering the winter-killed grass and turning the frozen ponds that looked so white under the shadow of lean trees into pools of ink. As the light closed in, a little wooden town, white, cloaked, and dumb, slid past the windows, and the strong light of the car lamps fell upon a sleigh, the driver furred and muffled to his nose, turning the corner of a street. Now, the sleigh of a picture book, however well one knows it, is altogether different from the thing in real life, a means of conveyance at a journey's end. But it is well not to be over curious in the matter, for the same American, who has been telling you at length how he once followed a kilted Scots soldier from Chelsea to the Tower, out of pure wonder and curiosity as his bare knees and sporran, will laugh at your interest in just a cutter. The staff of the train.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?